Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, colleagues. And I agree with you fully that we need to take a decision, and with the spirit of what my distinguished colleague from Cuba also mentioned. So thank you very much for your understanding of the genuine concerns of member states and for exerting efforts to try and find a solution to take our work forward in a smooth manner. I'm also grateful to all colleagues and all delegations for their flexibility and understanding of the situation and in their approach. And I'm also thankful to you and the Secretariat that you have suggested some alternatives already that member states can look into. And since your indication is that they are not within the next 4 weeks, that is already catering to a fundamental principled position that we had on the way of working in this OEWG, that is allowing sufficient time to member states to organize themselves between the organizational and substantive sessions, prepare and participate fully and effectively in the work of the OEWG. And this for us is actually inclusivity, which I'm sure we all hold very dear to. So again, Mr. Chair, thank you very much. However, I do have two key points that I wish to reiterate and make. The first is regarding the preparation time needed. For my delegation, I have very clear instructions that we would require at least 4 weeks between the organizational session and the substantive session. Anything beyond that, we are flexible on that account. And the second is what my distinguished colleague from Cuba also hinted on, is regarding an understanding that I think is important for the member states to come to an understanding right now, is that what we are doing is that we are actually agreeing on the dates today, and we will agree on the dates today. That is certainly my delegation's intention, and it's not a fait accompli. And with your kind indulgence, and I thank you for reading out the specific paragraph in which it was envisaged to have this those set of dates, that was from the first committee PBI generated on 29th of October. I also have in front of me the actual GA PBI generated on 23rd of December, which gave the final decision of the General Assembly vis-a-vis this, the PBI for this OEWG. And with your indulgence, I'll quote just the relevant part of the document A76623. The decision of the Fifth Committee, having considered the statement of the PBI submitted by the SG and the related report of the ACABQ, decides to inform the GA that should it adopt draft resolution AL52, which is the specific resolution, additional resources amounting to this, and so on would be required. Not a single mention of any date, which is exactly my point, that PBI is a budgeting tool, and we agree that we have a budget for 20 working days of formal meetings on the substantive session. And with that understanding, we are fully flexible to agree on those 20 working days when we would have them. And my delegation would also remain flexible on the modalities. We want to help support your work in guiding us forward. And I assure you that we will engage in the spirit of what my Chinese colleague said, that this is a common agenda for us, and we want to come to those common agreements today. But the principled understanding remains that a decision has to be taken today. There is no decision in place as far as my delegation is concerned. And I think it would be great if we can do that decision-making as soon as possible. Thank you, Mr. Chair.